The Minister for Finance has been doing a so-called consultation for the last number of months called CP88, which is basically showing his intention to change the deposit limits that credit unions can hold for individual account holders. And this is another government move to restrict the effectiveness and the ability of people to save within the credit unions. And I believe it will ultimately probably affect people's confidence in credit unions as well. What the government is doing is they're setting a maximum limit of €100,000 on a savings within a credit union that any individual can have, which means that the only option for them then will be to put their money into the commercial banks, which is what the government seems to be doing and seems to be intent on doing, is ensuring that the commercial banks are given every hand up and that the credit unions are limited at every turn.
The Credit Union Advisory Committee, you believe an election stunt?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, Catherine. There has been a lot of opposition to the CP88, and myself and many other TDs have been lobbying the Minister for Finance and raising it in the Dáil in terms of the impact that it will have on the credit union movement. And the Minister, in deciding to sign into law the CP88 review, has said that he's going to ask the Credit Union Advisory Committee to review the decision and report within 6 months, which conveniently happens a couple of months after the election has taken place. And I'm sure the review will show that there should be no change.